cash fed cattle prices ended last week steady to higher, and cattle futures began the week stronger. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy, doll. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 5th of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices ended up last week at steady money to a little higher, with moderate trade and demand on Friday. Live prices were a dollar higher at $124 a hundredweight, except for steady in the Western Corn Belt at $123 to $126. Dress sales were steady to $3 higher at $197 to $200. Cattle futures closed higher Monday, led by feeder cattle and supported by higher cash prices and resurgent wholesale beef values. Live cattle futures closed an average of 67 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.46 higher. Corn futures closed mostly unchanged to fractionally mixed, while soybean futures closed mostly fractionally higher to a penny higher. Wholesale beef values were sharply higher on choice and firm on select, with moderate to fairly good demand and light to moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was $3.39 higher Monday afternoon at $217.65 a hundredweight. Select was 26 cents higher at $213.41. Calf and feeder cattle prices started the week mostly higher, judging by the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, feeder steers were selling mostly steady to $2 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where an estimated 12,200 head were on offer. Feeder heifers sold $1 to $3 lower, except for $2 higher at 650 to 700 pounds. Steer calves traded steady to $3 lower. Heifer calves sold $1 to $2 higher. Steers weighing less than 500 pounds sold $3 to $7 higher at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri. Steers weighing 500 to 800 pounds sold steady to $3 higher, and then steady at heavier weights. Heifers sold steady, except for steady to $5 higher at 700 to 850 pounds. There were 8,142 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers sold steady to $4 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where 3,924 head were on offer. The exception was $6 to $12 higher for steers weighing 5.5 to 6.5. Feeder heifers sold $1 to $4 higher, except for $1 to $3 lower at 650 to 750 pounds. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Monday, supported by tech stocks and positive quarterly earnings reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 175 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 18 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 87 points. Although there remains some final tallying, with USDA data flowing again, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, estimates beef production last year at 26.9 billion pounds, which would be 2.6% more than the previous year and just shy of the record 27.1 billion pounds in 2002. This year should break the record, though. In his weekly market comments, Peel says beef production this year is forecast at 27.4 billion pounds, which would be 1.8% more than last year. He adds that annual beef production will likely grow through at least 2020. Along the way, Peel says total cattle slaughter last year was 2.5% more, with steer slaughter 0.7% less than in 2017, and heifer slaughter 6.5% more. Total cow slaughter was 6.5% more year over year, including 8.6% more beef cows. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 5th of February. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.